Kamsack, a country music artist who's been nominated 18 times for awards with Country Music Alberta, is moseying on down to Kamsack for a performance. Trevor Panchak will perform in Kismak for the first time in his career at the Playhouse Theatre on November 15. Panchak expressed his excitement at the prospect of exploring the local terrain and meeting new friends. He is looking forward to taking in all that the region has to offer. "This will be my first time in the area," Panchak said. "We are looking forward to it. I see that you guys are situated near Duck Mountain Provincial Park. We can't wait to see the terrain, meet some new friends and take it all in." When asked about his inspiration for pursuing a career in music, Trevor shared a touching memory from his childhood. He recalled falling in love with country music through the radio program American Country Countdown, hosted by Bob Kingsley. The captivating stories that accompanied the songs and the artists left a lasting impression. Later in life, Trevor had the privilege of speaking with Kingsley. Trevor's father, who played the guitar, played a pivotal role in shaping his musical journey, teaching him to play and even starting a band together. "I can remember falling in love with country music when my dad would put on the American Country Countdown hosted by Bob Kingsley," Panchak said. "I loved the stories that went along with the songs and the artists. Later in life, I got to speak to Mr. Kingsley and he highlighted me on his show when I was a national finalist in a U.S.-based singing contest. My dad played guitar and he was my hero growing up. He taught me to play and we started a band and the rest is history." Growing up on a dryland farm, Trevor's family focused on cultivating barley, wheat, mustard, and canola. At its peak, the farm spanned approximately 3,500 acres. However, the family faced its share of hardships, including the loss of Trevor's brother in 1997 due to a drunk driving incident and, later, Trevor's father's passing in 2003 due to cancer complications. Trevor continued to maintain a connection to his farming roots, assisting family friends with farm work between his music shows. This support network played a crucial role during the challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic. "I grew up on a dryland farm. My dad sold his cattle around the time I was born, so we focused on growing barley, wheat, mustard, and canola. At the height of the farm, we ran about 3,500 acres, Panchak said. My dad passed in 2003 from cancer complications and a broken heart as my brother died in 1997 from a drunk driver and my dad was first on the scene. There have been many years of sadness in our family. The farm has long been sold but I have helped out family friends with their farm work throughout the years in between music shows. I was helping full-time when the pandemic hit so I was thankful to have my roots and relationships to help us get through." As for Panchak's iconic headwear, he confessed to having quite a collection of Stetson, 10-gallon, and cowboy hats. While the older hats serve as companions during camping and fishing trips, the newer ones are reserved for his stage performances. Trevor does admit to having a particular fondness for the hat featured in his promotional image, although it has certainly seen its fair share of adventures on the road, bearing the marks of dirt, grime, and grease. "I have probably 10 hats at home. I can't seem to throw any away," Panchak said. "The old ones I use to go camping and fishing with and the newer ones I use for my shows. I do, however, like the hat you see in my promo picture the best, although it is on its last legs with dirt, grime and grease from the antics and experiences from the road." In closing, Trevor expressed his gratitude for the opportunity to share his story with the Kamsack community. His upcoming visit to the area is sure to bring music and the rich tapestry of his experiences to Kamsack.